We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I need some good news, baby, 'cause like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me. I need some good news, baby, 'cause all the world's gone crazy. I need some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
Hey, Brock, I don't care. You can film me dancing to that song every day of the week because, you know, when you hear it, it is our favorite time of the day. And I am so excited to, you know, good people are good people when nobody's looking or when the whole world is looking. Good people are good people when they're at 26.189 miles into the Boston Marathon and they see somebody struggling. Good people are named Kevin Winichko. And I am so excited to talk to you, my man, Kevin, the women's cross-country coach at St. Vincent College, whose viral video has gone global and everybody loves it. Welcome to KDKA.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, come on. You got to get a little bit more enthusiastic than that. That was a great setup. Come on, let's try that again. Hey, Kevin Winichko, welcome to KDK Radio.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate
there you
it.
Go. I'm just joking. Okay, so tell me, how many marathons have you run? Have you run lots of them, or is this number one?
Boston was my second one.
Oh, so cool. And so you train, like, seriously, I have people in my neighborhood who do this, and it's crazy. How long have you been training?
I trained about 4.5 months for Boston.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. And how do you do that in the wintertime?
Dress warm.
Oh.
Lots of layers. I was outside, I think, all except for one day over the winter. So it was pretty good winter for me.
Holy smokes. All right. So you're all jazzed. You got your number. You're ready to rock and roll. You're in Boston. You're like, what? And mile three, you're like, ow.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't the Boston that I set out and had planned on the day. I had high hopes for Boston. My training was great going in. I got to about 3 miles in, and I experienced some calf pain that I've never experienced through training, running before. I tried to keep pushing on. I made it through about 8, and then things slowly got worse and worse, and as every mile went, it just got a little bit worse.
Right. So you're like, oh, fudge sandwich. I got to get through this bad boy. So you're coming through. What are you clocking time-wise here? How many hours is it?
Through at what point?
Yeah, to the end, let's say, to the point where you see this gentleman who's really struggling.
When I saw him, I was probably at about 246, 247.
Oh, my gosh. And you were struggling? What? You were rocking it. Holy smokes. Okay, so tell everybody what you see.
I was coming on. I turned onto Boylston Street. The final stretch is, you know, roughly 600 meters. I was probably about halfway down that when I saw, caught out of the corner of my right eye, guy stumbling in front of me, probably about 10 yards, and he kind of went down on the curb, and I went over just kind of check on him and realized he wasn't good. So I kind of put him on my shoulder. We continued down the road a little bit. Probably about another 100 meters, the gentleman came up on his other side, and, you know, we kind of went towards the finish line, and as everyone saw in the video, it just kind of went viral.
You know, what's interesting, though, which I love, is, like, men and women are just cruising past this cat. Nobody's really paying attention, right?
Yeah, I mean, there was at that point in the race, there was tons of people around us,
right?
All around.
Right, and I'm like, what are you people doing? What, don't you see? And you clearly see, and you're like, meow, and you go over to him. Did you say anything, or are you, I mean, I've never run 26 miles, nor would I, but I'm assuming that I can't really conjugate verbs at that point. Are you still doing okay?
Yeah, I mean, I was doing good as far as breathing, being able to talk and stuff like that. Like I said, it was just some calf pain for me. But I kind of checked on him, and I kind of realized, like, he was not that good. And as we were walking, I tried talking to him, and he just really wasn't verbal back.
Right, right. And so and so you're kind of carrying him. The running is out. You're at the home stretch. You know, you've obviously got a goal and you've pretty much thrown that out the window because you've stopped to help this gentleman and you're walking in and all of a sudden this guy, is it this Mexican runner? He's got a Mexico shirt on?
Yeah. I don't know too much about the other guy that really helped. I do know that his name was Alan.
And what did he do? So he just comes up and just swoops right in? Tell me about that.
Yeah, I mean, he just kind of came on the other side, swooped in, picked him up, and, you know, helped me get him to the line, which kind of helped me out a little bit, too, because, like you said, at that point, I'm pretty tired. I'm just trying to get to the finish line, carrying someone on my other side with me.
Right, right. Okay, here's the selfish question of the three of you who crossed the finish line first.
I, to be honest, I actually don't know.
Of course you don't. I know. That's the greatest part.
I didn't even know what my finishing time was until I think yesterday that I ran like 2:50. I still don't even know what the seconds were.
Do you know how crazy that is? That is just absolutely stupid crazy that you ran that fast, right?
I mean, yeah, for considering everything that happened to me on that day, it was a good day for me.
I love the NBC Sports. They grabbed that video and they sent it out and it just went. That's my explosion sound. And it's like 150,000 views in like 7 seconds. And then some Tokyo Olympic group gets on it and they're like, well, we love this. You know, what's the message out there? Because, you know, so many people saw it. What's the message?
You know, I think the message is, you know, something small can go a long way. And, you know, by no means did I think that I was going to get caught on camera and this was going to blow up. I was just trying to help, you know, someone in need just for a few minutes of my day.
Right.
To help them make their day a little bit better.
So you have no idea who this dude is and you probably never talk to him again.
So his name is Chris Fernandez. He Facebook messaged me, you know, the day after the race, kind of let me know everything that inspired. So he was unconscious the whole time. He didn't remember anything in the race at the end. The paramedics rushed him off, put him in an ice bath. He found out he had a temperature of 108 degrees.
Oh, my gosh.
He was in the hospital for the most of the night. They finally released him late Monday night.
Oh, my gosh.
I did find that out about him.
Okay, so, Kevin, I just got to say, not only did you help this dude cross the finish line, you probably helped save his life. I'm just going to put that out there, okay?
Yeah, no, I mean, some people said that. I mean, you know, with a temperature that high, I mean, you're at serious risk there, so...
Can I say that you're just a little hero of ours, and I just dig it, and I think you're wonderful, and I'm so jazzed to talk to you. Thank you, Kevin, for being an example to everybody and for letting us know that little things do matter.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it, and I appreciate your time.
Oh, your sweetheart. Oh, God bless. I love that guy. Ah, see? That is an Easter message right there. Mm.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.